The next day, my father said he was going to ask his government about the visas. My mother agreed it was the right thing to do. My father sent his message by cable. Gujia took my father's written message down to the telegraph office. I watched the crowd as they waited for the Japanese government's reply. The five representatives came into our house several times that day to ask if an answer had been received. Any time the gate opened, the crowd tried to charge inside. It came from the Japanese government. It was no. My father could not issue that many visas to Japan. For the next 2 days, he thought about what to do. Hundreds more Jewish refugees joined the crowd. My father sent a second message to his government, and again the answer was no. We still couldn't go outside. My little brother Haruki cried often because we were running out of milk. I grew tired of staying indoors. I asked my father constantly, "Why are these people here? What do they want? Why do they have to be here? Who are they?" My father always took the time to explain everything to me. He said the refugees needed his help, that they needed permission from him to go to another part of the world where they would be safe. "I cannot help these people yet," he calmly told me, "but when the time comes, I will help them all that I can."